High empaths, artists, healers, and alchemists, welcome back to your podcast. This is Empath Entertainment. I'm your host, Rachel. And this episode, we're going to talk about energy vampires. I had a request come in. Someone asked me to talk about this, and I think I'm finally up for it. So, you know, if you've encountered any energy vampire, you know, energy vampires have a very penetrating energy field. They either are doing, they're either siphoning your energy intentionally and consciously, or it's this unconscious pattern in them. I used to work at a metaphysical bookstore in the Union Square area of New York City, right on Fifth Avenue. It was called East West Living. And that was my boot camp. That's where I figured all these things out. That's where I found out I was an empath. And I was sort of drawing in these types of people. One of the things, I actually had a gentleman named Pete who took me under his wing. He was a very experienced mage, and he took me under his wing when he saw how much I was suffering in this space, because I had no idea about how to protect myself energetically or what was even happening to me. And so he would teach me how to repair a tear in my aura. He would say, okay, do you feel that I'm like, he would intentionally, I guess, send a hook or tentacle into my aura, poke a hole and start siphoning energy. He's like, do you feel that I'm doing that? And I'm like, yes, please stop. That feels very invasive. And he'd say, okay, now use your mind to repair that tear. And so I would, and he would feel it out and he would say, good. You know, and so he trained me to do this mindfully. He also gave me a really great piece of advice. He said, many energetic vampires who are doing this consciously, who are intending to do it, are doing it in specific ways. So they're using your politeness against you. So don't feel obligated to make eye contact. And that was huge for me. Because one way to siphon energy, right? Because we can transmit energy through our eyes. We can also siphon energy through our eyes. And I was having people come in who had their pupils dilated. I don't know how they, I guess they were using drops or they had trained themselves to dilate their pupils. And they would just stare into your eyes and ask you questions about the bookstore. What, meanwhile, they're siphoning your life force. So I really didn't know how to handle that. And it took me a long time on my journey to understand that the, you know, there are quick fixes and, you know, cures and, putting up a force field and certain protective measures you can do. You can also rely on crystals as training wheels. This certainly helped me with, you know, having defenses up when I couldn't constantly be present and embodied. But really the only permanent thing that will support not being sort of a victim of energetic vampirism is self-actualization and embodiment. Closing the gap of the shadow self, doing that inner work, and it might seem tedious, it might seem never-ending, no joke, right? I mean, it can be never-ending to close that gap, but that's really how they're getting their way in. Those parts of you, yourself, that are in the shadow, that you're not able to mindfully hold in your consciousness, right? The parts of you that you've pushed out and exiled, the shadow self, that's where they're able to get their in, the parts of you that aren't embodied. So learning to embody is really a huge part of your defense mechanism, right? And standing your ground, having really solid boundaries, you know, not feeling obligated to converse, not feeling obligated to hold eye contact when it feels uncomfortable. You know that you've sort of been attacked I guess, for lack of a better word, or that your energy has been siphoned, when you feel disoriented, you feel tired, you feel heavy. There's this heaviness that comes sometimes when someone has attempted to take part of you, right? And what you can do is, things that have worked for me is doing a nice energy clearing, right, with sage or Palo Santo or whatever your favorite herb is, essential oils, or I also, one of my mentors taught me about a calcite layout, right, using calcite in correspondence to the color of the chakra, doing a layout and just laying and allowing them to soothe, absorb unwanted energies, and just sort of help. Also, aqua aura quartz can help repair tears in the aura, tears and holes. I wish I would have known some of these things, but I was such a noob, and I was leaving there feeling like there were bullet holes in my aura. It was just, I was feeling so drained and tired. Another thing that I started to do more recently is, because now I'm not really in that space anymore where there are people consciously coming in to siphon. It's not like they're on the prowl. Now it's more like I'm coming into contact with people that don't know they're doing it. They don't know that they are, you know, their energy field is invasive, intrusive, and wants something from me. They don't really consciously know that that's what's happening. It's just sort of this tendency. So something about energy vampires that can sort of flip it on its head is that they could be great psychic surgeons if they had more precision and intent around what they're taking, right? So I started to think, well, since I have to be consenting for this to be happening, even if it's unconscious, right? Which is why we want to close the gap and self-actualize and say there's not one part of me I haven't owned and don't have authority and sovereignty over, right? But if we're still in that space where I'm still in the process, and I can start to sense that it's happening, something I started to do was consciously decide what I'm going to give them. Is it the fatigue I'm feeling? Is it, well, I have an abundance of love and light, so I'm going to consent and I'm going to channel that to them. Is it, I'm feeling a little ill right now, so I'm going to give them that energy and let them take it. You know, I think a lot of the fatigue and the disorientation came from the resistance. The resistance exhausted me because it seemed never ending. It seemed constant. And as soon as I started to not get, you know, hooked into the fear, because there's a lot of fear mongering around this topic, I felt like I had more control. I felt like, well, since there's part of me that's consenting, I'm going to decide what energy I give them and offer them. And they might not like the taste of it. They might not come back around. And so I would say play with that. See what works for you. There are those people that you know you're going to come across. And just remember this, right? Remember that this idea that if they had better training, if they really had precision in this ability to siphon energy, they could be great psychic surgeons and remove all kinds of things, you know, and bring healing. So why not just let them be a healer then and take the parts and the energies and the frequencies that you don't want and just offer that up? Give it a try, play with it, see if that works for you. You can also have solid boundaries and say, see you later. I'm out of here. I'm not making eye contact. That's certainly another way to do it. So you have options here, right? So tell me what you think about that idea that energy vampires could be stellar psychic surgeons if they just put it to good use, that skill. And, right? Because it's like this precise hooking into the energy field and siphoning. Not like empaths are magnetic, but you don't feel that when you leave us, right? Leave our presence. We magnetize energy too, but not quite in the same way. So why not use their skill and ability to your benefit? Just a thought. I started experimenting with that and I found that oftentimes it works. So give it a try. Let me know what you think. And as I said, that's usually with people that don't know they're doing it. The people that are consciously trying to siphon your life force energy, there aren't that many people actually doing that as far as I know. But as I said, when I was in the hub of the spiritual community in New York City, where there was a huge mix of light and dark, you know, coming in to practice all kinds of different things, I was a target because I was naive. I was innocent. I didn't understand what was happening. I was really just kind of a lamb to the slaughter there. So interesting that Rachel means lamb, right? Lamb of God, U-E-W-E. So there's something to that, I guess. But give that a try. Let me know how it works for you. And let me know what other topics you'd like to hear me talk about. Or if you have questions for me, I'd love to answer them for you. I will see you in the next one.